This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
It's hard not to repeat patterns. That's what we do as humans. We're creatures of habit. When you are raised by someone who has very bad habits, very bad patterns, and that's all you know for most of your life, into your adulthood, especially when they make you think that you might not be the age you are, it's got to be hard to break that. It's hard to break it in a healthy life. More or less, someone who's been imprisoned by their mother like Gypsy Rose Blanchard was for so many years, and then sent to prison herself for the charges of conspiring to murder her mother. Talking about those patterns and how to break them and the ability to break them and what environment one needs to have to break them is Siobhan Scott, psychotherapist and author, who's joining us. This is something. I've watched all the documentaries. I've watched the interviews. Obviously, I'll say this first, Gypsy Rose, definitely a victim here. But at the same time, I think people are rooting for her, even her critics. And I'm being a critic. I am still rooting for her. But from a standpoint, almost kind of like fatherly, of like, oh, there's so many things here. You do it this way. Steer it this way to get life back on track. How likely is it, Siobhan, that Gypsy will fall into the path of repeating those patterns of her mother because of what she went through and never really getting out into the real world to adjust in a healthy, happy way?
Yeah, I think the thing that we see with her now is one of the bits of legacy from her mother, and that's the tendency to live in fantasy. She doesn't know what's real. You know, she's still looking for Prince Charming, and she thinks she's found him, and she thought she had found him in another guy while incarcerated. So she really has never experienced life in the real world. She doesn't know what normal is. And clearly that was her mom's pattern. Mm-hmm. I don't think she has as far as we can tell, the capacity to be cruel the way her mother did and to really twist reality with all the fake illnesses, mm-hmm. and just completely distorting how old she was. And she's probably not going to go to that degree. But just this tendency to see things that aren't there and to project and to magnify her hopes and dreams, you know, to be Cinderella and have a Prince Charming. And you nailed it with the word father. Father is what she needs. She needs a good mother. And apparently her stepmother is trying to step into that role for her. But even her younger sister, 10 years younger, was saying, don't get married. Get married yet. And yet she did it. And she's presenting all over the media now this glowing picture. And I think those of us that are adults and we know the kinds of challenges that come with being married and the level of skill you have to have and the level of maturity you have to make it work, she's clearly not there. And so, yeah, I'm doing the same thing. Fingers crossed. We'd love to see something good happen for her.
Yeah, I mean, I certainly don't wish ill on her, but I feel like I'm watching a train wreck in slow motion This goes on. And it's not to be negative or hurtful, it is what it is. And something hopefully rights this train. One of the pieces in that documentary that really kind of stood out to me was a piece with the father. I think it's great that he's back in her life, that he didn't just continue to stay away or avoid. And he's there, but there was the moment of, I only want to get married if my dad thinks it's the right thing, if my family thinks it's the right thing. And if they say no, I won't do it. I was kind of surprised by that statement. Her family all said no, except for dad. I mean, I was thinking, oh my God, if this could be the one thing you can do for your daughter to give some direction in her life, it should have been standing up as dad and saying, no, I don't think you should get married right now. You want to date him? That's fine. But this is not, you need this right now, Gypsy. But he was on the beach in his lawn chair. I know he was working, but was saying, yeah, that's a good idea there, Gypsy. And I'm suddenly have a northern accent. I don't know why it should be the Louisiana one. I'm not good with my fake accents. But he went along with it. It seemed like a big issue. What kind of a support system do you think she has in terms of strength to help her navigate this? There's the mom, the stepmom, there's the sister, and of course there's dad. Is this going to be enough, though, to kind of keep her on a good path. I didn't want to say straight and narrow, just, you know, let's avoid falling off the cliff, really.
Yeah. Yeah. I think they'll be there. At least they present on the videos we can see online. They present as people who care about her, who want to be supportive. So I think at least they're there as a safety net, but they're not going to be involved in her life enough to actually parent in the way that she needs, because yeah. I think developmentally she's thinking like a 14, 15 year old right now, you know, and when she was 14 or 15, she was thinking like a really little kid. And that doesn't mean that she's cognitively impaired in that way, but it's just the lack of life experience, having her life be so sheltered and so disrupted. So we hope that they're going to be consistent. We hope that they're going to be involved. But yeah, Dad, there's some red flags there. How did he not ever question the mother more specifically? Maybe go to a few doctor appointments, you know, be more involved. The mother's family knew that she could walk and she could play on a trampoline, and yet the dad had no clue. So this is a guy who's very passive and has a very different kind of parenting style. And it doesn't seem like he's stepping up in any, you know, significant way right now.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of questions there about decisions that were made at a younger age of being involved, not being involved. There's just so much to unpack there. One can just hope that the direction that he's able to give is helpful for Gypsy.